Anybody out there an Office user? Really? Let me say that again. Anybody out there an MS Office user? Okay. For those of you three guys that didn't put your hand up, were you an Office user? Okay. Let me give you a little tip here. If I were to ask that question standing on the North Pole with a really big microphone, bigger than this one, a billion hands would go up. A billion hands would go up. There are a billion users of Microsoft Office. Why is that important? Why are you here? You're here because your work asked you to be here, or you want to do better work. But at the end of the day, you're here for work. Why do you work? Money. What would you like nothing more than to have, other than a really long vacation, because of the fact that you got some money? How many of you like building apps? You guys like building apps, Windows 8 apps, phone apps, whatever the case may be. And those are pretty good sources of revenue. You build an application, you can sell it for a couple of bucks, get a couple hundred users, kind of, you know, party with that money for a little while. That's all well and good. Now imagine if you had a billion users. Imagine if you had a billion user audience you could talk to. That's what you've got if you write Office apps. You can write applications that run in Microsoft Office, and those applications can be sold in a store. And that money can go to you. That's very important. It's just like the Windows 8 store, or the Windows Phone 8 store. All those stores are kind of the same idea as the Office app store. But the difference between those guys and this guy is that this guy has a billion users. How many of you have an audience of a billion? That's what I thought. How many of you would like to have a billion customers? I mean, you could sell your app for 99 cents. You'd be a billionaire. It's pretty easy, right? All right. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. And I want to point out that that's exactly what this is. This is another opportunity for you to write an application that you can sell to somebody to use in a familiar context. What is that context? Obviously, one of the most familiar contexts out there, Microsoft Office. Most of the hands went up. I can't remember not using it. I used it in undergrad, which was longer ago than I'll disclose it this time. But what we're going to talk about today is how you would actually build those apps. I've got a couple of slides here. These slides were made by a colleague of ours. His name is Donovan Follett, or Follett. I always butcher his name. If you go out to the devcamps.ms site, which is probably the site that you went to today, or to find out about today, you can go out there and you can look in the web area, or you can see that there's an Azure area, so you can find out about Azure Camps. You can also find out about Office and SharePoint Camps. Mr. Galloway over here has recently overhauled the devcamps.ms site to support our brand new series of camps, and those camps are all about what I'm going to show you today. What I'm going to show you today is not extremely technically deep, not very academically astute, but it should give you the idea that you can go back to your desk and you can write these applications for Office, put them in the store, get them on people's desktops, and go on vacation. That's kind of what we're here for, right? Making this stuff better. How many of you are wondering why I'm up here talking about Office at a webcam? Really? Let me say that again. How many of you are wondering why I'm talking about Office at webcam? All right, here's why. The new Office development model and the new SharePoint development model use HTML and JavaScript. That should sound familiar. Heard of this operating system out there called Windows 8? You can write applications on it using JavaScript and HTML. We wanted you, a web development audience, to take all the stuff that you know and love and write applications for an application that we know and love, Office. We wanted to make it a little bit easier. Back in the old days, I used to love doing Outlook customization and add-ins. You ever done that? It's like gouging your eyes out with a spoon. It's really, really fun. Okay, it's really, really painful. Back in those days, it was VBScript. I didn't have .NET. That was even more painful. If you've ever written plugins for Office, you know that it's not exactly cake. This is. I'm going to show you what I mean by that. A couple things on the slide up here. We have a new class of applications. Obviously, they're new. You're going to write them in HTML and JavaScript rather than in C# or C++ or choose your poison. You can do all this stuff in HTML and JavaScript, and you can interface with the Office document model just like you can with a DOM, an HTML DOM, using JavaScript. We expose that stuff in JavaScript. We don't expose every single nook and cranny. Obviously, if you wanted to get down level, do some really dirty code, you could still do the C# stuff if you want to, but you couldn't put it in the store. If you do this, it's easy to get in the store. The other thing it's easy to do, host it. It's a web app. You can host it wherever you want to. I have my own druthers about where I'd like you to host it. My job title is Azure Technical Evangelist. Okay, so I do want to point, it's full. Can't record. So I do want to point that out, that you can put this stuff on Joe Web Hosting Company or in Windows Azure. Now think about this for a second. If you put it on Joe Hosting Company, do you think Joe's going to have all the scaling capability that you're going to need to support all your billion users? Really? It's not a rhetorical question. How many of you think Joe Hosting Company is going to support a billion users? That's what I thought. How many of you think Azure can support a billion users? You can scale out, you can scale up, you can do whatever you want. If you're running a VM, you can run 100 VMs. Doesn't matter. So we want to point out that our desire is that you take a look at Windows Azure websites. Kind of see the connection now. Take a look at Windows Azure websites when you start to talk about publishing your application, where you want it to live. Because you can put it out there, you start getting a lot of traffic, get up to 100,000 users, you can slide the slider over. Now you've got two servers. Get to 500,000 users, slide the slider over. Get to 5 million users, slide the slider way over. Okay, so you can scale that stuff out all you want to. Familiar tool set, jQuery, JavaScript, HTML, Studio. You guys like that list? It's a good list, right? All right, you can use all that stuff with this. Barely have to learn anything new other than a new JavaScript API. How many of you know jQuery? Wasn't easy, was it? You got through it. You can get through this. I'm going to show you how today. And then the last part, flexible lifecycle. You build your app, put your app wherever you want it. Donovan Follett knows a little bit more about the SharePoint side than myself. I've kind of gotten busy with the Office stuff recently. I'm not a SharePoint guy. Any SharePoint people in the room? I'm going to concentrate a little bit more on Office than on SharePoint. No offense, but the SharePoint model is a lot easier now. I remember going to a SharePoint talk similar to the one that I'm going to give you today, and one of the gentlemen pulled me aside afterwards and he said, "Hey, I'm a SharePoint admin. How is this going to affect me?" Because it's already like kind of hard, you know, like getting the apps into the thing, making sure they're secure, blah, blah, blah. When they die, chasing down the developer, all that stuff. That's not fun for me. Is this going to make my life easier or is this going to make my life harder? So, well, think about it like this. Let's say you've got an app that somebody wants to use in a SharePoint and they didn't write it. How are you going to host it? Oh, you don't have to worry about that because that guy that wrote it is already hosting it somewhere else. You just have to bring it in. Was it going to impact my SharePoint install? No, because it's literally a little box in SharePoint that pulls from another URL. And the only access that it has to your Office document is through a controlled API. So if you started thinking about security, don't worry about it. If you want to know how secure it is, it's all JavaScript. Go into the JavaScript, figure out how secure it is. Okay, you can figure all that out. I'll show you a little bit more about that now. A couple things, a couple demos here. I'm not actually going to pull up any Bing Maps or any other guys, but you'll see one pulled up over in this Excel window over here. And that is actually an application running in a sidebar, we'll call it a task pane app, running over there that was put out by the Bing team. I think that's actually the Bing image search. So you can actually install the Bing image search into your Excel or Word app. It'll put up that task pane over there on the side. And you can go out and you can search Bing for an image. When you find that image, you know what you can do? You can drag that image over to your document. Bam. You didn't have to go out and do images.bing.com or images.google.com or anything else. You can search right there, and you drag them over and put them into your document. How many of you have had to find images for your documents before? How many of you would have preferred this model? How many of you do presentations and you like animated GIFs like Handsome? This would be easier, too, because you can run this in PowerPoint. Imagine how handsome would love this. He could go out, he could open up his Bing search, do a search for animated GIFs. Whenever he finds the funniest one he wants to put in his deck, he just drags it over to his deck, and he's good to go. Closes the app, party's on. Sound good? Sound impossible, right? How many of you believe me? One guy. One extremely brave guy. Okay. What is an app for Office? It's a web page that's loaded inside an Office app. Pretty simple. Literally, that's all it is. We give you an area where the web page loads. You give us the URL. We do the rest of the work for you. And we tie it all together with JavaScript. It allows Office applications to access web resources and technologies, HTML, CSS, et cetera, et cetera. When you saw that Excel window a moment ago, you probably saw the workbook window. And over on the right, you saw the task pane window. That task pane is an HTML page that interfaces to that Excel document using JavaScript. I want to keep hammering that point home, because that's all it is. If you're wondering about how secure you can make those web pages, let me throw this out there. The other day I was talking to Donovan about it because I tried to do something silly like put a Silverlight blob in my HTML page. He goes, no, can't do that. We disallow the object tag from the HTML. So if you're wondering if somebody's going to slap an ActiveX control on their web page, it's going to steal data from your Excel document, worry no more, because we won't even render that stuff into that browser window. It's all HTML and JavaScript. That's all it is. And CSS. That sort of counts, right? Okay. Moving right along. Here are the types of applications you can build for Office. Probably the big one is going to be the task pane app. And the task pane app is going to run across Excel, Word, PowerPoint, and Project. Any Project users out there? You can do this in Project. So you can do some crazy stuff there. Have some special Gantt charts or reporting or something like that. The content app, you can actually build your little blob of HTML and just stuff it right where you want it inside your document in new Excel. Works similarly to the way a SharePoint part would work. And when I say part, don't panic. I don't mean the old school web parts. I mean a little iframe that calls out to another web server somewhere that you can then drag from your SharePoint store and put it right here on my homepage. That's going to be a little box on your homepage that's going to load from an external resource and put it right there in the browser window. The nice thing is, and I'm not going to get too deep into the SharePoint stuff just because time won't permit, and not a lot of hands went up, again, no offense, but you can actually make calls if you're doing some deeper SharePoint stuff. Those HTML files can use something called jQuery to call something called a REST-based service. So you can actually call the SharePoint REST APIs from within your HTML code. So if you do want to do anything deep in SharePoint, you can do that by and large using the SharePoint REST API, which has pretty much been overhauled for a lot of the stuff that you're going to see today. Okay. And then obviously you've got a third one, the Mail app for Office, and that's only for Outlook and for Outlook Web Access. There's a requirement. Uses Exchange 2013. So you can't do this if you're not running Exchange 2013. I believe that you can do this on Office 365. If you have an O365 account, I think you can do a lot of this stuff. I've seen Donovan do some crazy demos on his O365 account, which if you want to get started with this, which I'll show you how to do later on, if you want to get started with this, you can actually go out to dev.office.com, dev.office.com, and you can sign up for a one developer license account on O365 so that you can have SharePoint, Exchange, yada, yada, yada. And you can start working with this stuff and publish your stuff out to SharePoint and do whatever you want. One of the really cool things about this, I think it was in RC, I don't know the status of it at this time, but there's actually an IDE out there in the web browser. In the web browser, you can actually pull up a web browser and customize the way your document works, kind of like you can with Windows Azure Mobile Services, or Cloud9, or a bunch of other products that are out there right now. But it's basically an in-browser IDE. Do you have to use that? No. I wouldn't be standing up here telling you how awesome it was if I had to use that, because I'm kind of a Visual Studio guy. I like using Studio a lot. Okay? So I just want to point out that you can do this code in Visual Studio, or you can do this code in the online IDE. Is that cool? Anybody not interested? You like the idea of a billion users? Yeah. The anatomy of an app for Office, this is kind of important, and it's going to make a little bit more sense in the next slide, entitled Demo. Each app for Office, when you create it, you do new app, file new project, and you make an Office app, you're going to get a solution. In that solution, you're going to have two projects. One of those projects is the Office project. It has one file in it. It's an XML file that we call the manifest file. There's one node of utmost importance in that XML file. Anybody want to take a guess what it is? And yes, I have a prize for the person that guesses it right. Got to raise your hand. There's one node of extreme importance in the Office XML manifest file.
URL or endpoint.
Okay, I'll find it later. But I have a Channel 9 astronaut for you. Your kids will love it. If you have a baby, it's really good for that. So I have he's just won his very own Channel 9 astronaut, so that's good. Hopefully I can find it in that mess of wires and stuff I've got back there. So he's right. There's a URL. When I first create that project, that URL is going to be pointing to a local website. That's the second project in the solution. It's a dinky little web project. It's got a couple of JS files, a couple of CSS files. I can tell you what it doesn't have. It doesn't reference MVC. It doesn't reference web forms. It doesn't reference all that good stuff. That's very, very important for me to point out to you, because it's not going to have all that server goodness that you're accustomed to when you do file new empty web project or MVC project. You kind of have to do a little bit of work to get that there, and this much work, an itty-bitty amount of work. And I'm going to show you what that is right now on this slide. Okay? So I'm actually going to go ahead and stop PowerPoint right now. I'm going to fire up Visual Studio. I can spell it right. Visual Studio. Studio 2012. Now I have downloaded the Office tools. I've downloaded the Office tools, which you'd have to download from dev.office.com. So I'm not going to go through the process of downloading and installing that. It's a WebPI install. It's pretty easy. But what I'll do right here, so I'm just going to do File New Project. I'm going to select Nothing. Office and SharePoint. We go to apps, and then you'll see app for Office and app for SharePoint. Pretty cool? Question?
What version of Office does this work with?
2013.
So 2013. There's not 1 billion.
Pardon me?
There's not 1 billion users of 2013.
There will be.
There will be, yeah.
There will be. There are quite a few downloads already. So. He's right. There aren't a billion users on Office 2013. You guys know what happens. Your CTO is like, I've got Office 2000, whatever. I got to upgrade. My other CTO friends are picking on me. What am I going to do? Bam! You get Office 2013. So it will happen. Okay? It might happen a couple releases down the road, but it happens. Everybody evolves. All right. So I just did File New Project, selected Office 13 app. You'll see what I've got up here. I'm going to create a task pane app. I'm not going to do the Outlook thing. Real quick note about the Outlook thing. This is a pretty cool demo. I won't be doing it today. But if you create an Outlook app, now like I pointed out already, that Outlook app is going to run in Outlook and in OWA. Let's say I send somebody an email, and it's got an address in it, you know, like my home address. It's smart enough to parse your email and to say, hey, that looks like an address. I'm going to put a map in that email so you can see where this address is. You can also do things like, I don't know, look at an invoice number. Go ahead and grab that customer information and just inject that customer information related to that invoice number right there in that email. So you don't have to worry about typing it all out again. Sound familiar? You guys had to deal with this pain before? Mail merges, that sort of thing? Okay. Go ahead.
I know
Linux, you have Visual Studio Ultimate. Is it supported in all other regions as well?
Or? Yes. Yes, it is indeed. The question was, is it supported in other versions of Studio? Yes, to my knowledge, it is indeed. Again, I'm not 1,000% sure that that's the correct statement, but we're going to be doing a whole bunch of these camps for Office. So if you want to get deeper in this, I've been to one of them. I've been to the inaugural Office Dev Camp. It was pretty groovy. It was pretty neat the way it worked. There's a lot of content, a lot of good stuff that you can do, especially once you get into the SharePoint. It's like going off of a sandbar. You know, it's like, oh, this is cool. Wait, he just got really complicated all of a sudden. Okay, so I do want to point out that we start shallow, get very deep very quickly, but it's a day-long thing just like this is. So just take a look at those. I mean, they're free other than taking a day off work, which nobody really minds. So here's my project. Here's my project here. You'll see content, pages, scripts, and inside of scripts, I've got Office. So I just created a simple little Office app. I'm ready to go. I'm going to show you two files in here. I've got officeapp1.html, and I've got officeapp1.js. You guys see those files okay? JS file's a little squirrely. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit here. Sorry. Fonts. Sorry. 16. All right. Is that better? It's squirrely, a lot of code, but you know. Now what you'll see here is this first call, office.initialize, is equal to function, and then I've got some stuff here. And then I've got document.ready. And those of you who are like religious about jQuery are probably freaking out right now because we've got document ready instead of the alternative thing. But the important thing here is that's jQuery. You can use jQuery in your Office apps. Pretty cool? So I do want to point that out. This uses jQuery, just like our MVC templates use jQuery. If I do a control tab here, this is our HTML page. See, we've got a CSS file, a couple of them, rather. We've got jQuery. There's my CDN call, which I won't use. And then there are my local calls. So I've got a couple of Microsoft Ajax.js in my Office folder. It's not the Microsoft Ajax that you've heard of before. This is specific to Office. Then you've got the office.js, and then look at there. I've got my office1.js file, officeapp1.js file. That's the file that got created when I created this project. So when you create a project or solution, you get two projects. One of them's got some HTML and some JavaScript in it. That's your web project. One of them's got an XML file. And together they work so that whenever you run your Office app, it'll just load it all up for you. I'll take a look at that XML file now. That XML file lives right here. I'll double click that. There's our correct answer. See that URL, default value. And it just points to a remote URL. That's just sort of a way of saying just go here. Go to this particular app. All right. So I'm going to run it. I'm just going to leave it the way it is. And this is kind of the out-of-the-box file a new project experience. Just get a little bit of stuff. And when you run it, it's going to, by default, just open up in Excel. Shouldn't be too crazy. I've got an Excel document right here. And I can go over here, I'll select this guy, and I'll click the Set Data button. I just jam some data directly into my Excel document. Now I can go over here. Oh, not there. I'll go over here, type in some text. Select this guy. Now I'll type get data. See what I'm doing? Is that neat? Okay. Now what I'll do real quickly is I'm going to close this down. And I have a cheat sheet, so I'm going to ask that you forgive me because it would just be too much code to have to write on the fly. I'm going to go to my desktop, go to my demo, open up my demo script here. And what I'm going to show you here is, I'm going to open this up in Studio. Not using enough memory yet. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to kind of change this stuff around, point out a couple of things. You can cheat and look at the code if you want to. But what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go over and I'm going to select this HTML content and just kind of swap it out with what I've already got there in my Office file. And there we go. And now I'm going to close this file because I don't need it yet. Oh, did I just do something bad? Oh, that's odd. That's weird. Yeah, there we go. That was weird. Sorry about that, guys. Definitely not my computer. And there I go again. Why does that keep happening? Sorry. I will not do Control Tab this time. I'll just close this guy down. So I've copied that HTML file out. And now what I want to do is go over and grab this JavaScript code here. And this will make a little bit of sense in just a second. We'll take this code, and I'm going to paste this into my JS file. And let me show you a little bit about what it does here. Again, I'm calling office initialize, handling the office initialize method with my own set of functionality. And what I'm doing here is I'm saying whenever they click the save button, I want you to open up a prompt in Excel that will allow them to select cells from the workbook. Okay, so you're going to select some cells from the workbook, and then you're going to do something with the data that you copied out of that workbook. Okay? You guys remember the web API talk earlier? Okay. You should kind of imagine what we're going to do next here. So what I'll do now is I'm going to add an MVC project to this solution, and I'm going to take this code and put it into a web API. So I'm going to go right here, select Add New Project. And I'll do web MVC 4 app. I'll leave the name alone. And I'm going to select web API right here. Okay. Sorry, got to crank and download all the NuGets. But what I'm doing here is I'm simulating what you might need to do with some of your, dang it, that was unexpected. I'm going to simulate what you might need to do with some office apps, which is to sort of capture data from those office apps. I don't know how that happened. Wrong thing got selected. I'll do this one. So you might need to take some data out of your Excel document and upload it to insert service name here. You could do something like an import into SQL Server, read the data away if you want to. Or if you need to do things one at a time and run some business logic on your code or on your data, this might be a little bit better for you. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to add a controller to this guy. And I'm going to select a web API controller. I'm going to call it data collection controller. Oh. Data collection controller. And John, I'm going to try and be done on time. It was? Shoot. Okay, then I guess I won't. Okay. So I've got this guy, this method here. I'll go ahead and do this. It was weird because I was timing myself. It says I've got a few more minutes. So I've taken this code, pasted it into here, and really what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be returning a string that's going to concatenate some data. I'm going to have first, last name, people, objects, that sort of thing. And what I need to do now is I need to get the URL out of this guy. So I'll go over here to web, and I'm going to grab my URL. And up here in my Office app file, if I can get back over to it, I'm going to change this address. And I want to go against API, not the movie. API, and then data collection. Okay, so I've got this guy here. And if I wanted to run all this at the same time, what I could do here is I can go to properties, because I want my web API project to run so that I've got an API that I can call from my Excel document. And I want my Office app to run as well. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to set this guy to start. So here's my code. Let me make sure that I'm done here. I think we're close. So there we go. Change me. Da, 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 da. Okay, cool. So yeah, we're good to go. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this guy and pray that it works. And I'm going to put a breakpoint right here. I'm not going to use the function keys. Okay, and I'll just hit F5. And the first thing you'll see is kind of an empty browser window pop open in front of everything. And that empty browser window is just popped open, and we're good to go. And now what I'm going to do is go over here and just type Brady, Gaster, John, Galloway. Okay, and now we're good to go. And I want to make sure I've got my breakpoint set right here. Yep, I do. Hopefully everything's wired up okay. If I click Save there, you see what that does? That actually pops up a box and it says, what data do you want to save? So I'm going to hit Cancel here and go ahead and select the data. Of course, that's going to happen because I hit Cancel. That's my fault. What I'll do now is I'll just select this guy and click Save. And now it's saying, okay, is that the data that you want to save? Yes, that's the data that I want to save. Hit OK. And hopefully, and there we go. So that's actually gone back and hit my web API from an HTML page that I'm hosting in Excel. Is that cool? Is that kind of neat? Guys like that? And if I hit run here, now I just got that data back from my API call, and I put all this stuff right on the web page. So that's all well and good, Brady. I love that. But what I really don't like is this whole idea that I've got two web applications out there. I've got this Office web app that's got a little bitty HTML file in it, and I've got my MVC app that I'm going to actually deploy to a server. Wouldn't it be great if I could put those two things together? I'm out of time here, so I'm not going to be able to copy and paste all the code together, but the important thing to note is, if I go over here to my Office project, right here, and I select Properties, where'd it go? Oh. Shucks. I think I just killed Studio. What I can do there is, I can actually select the properties of that project, and when I select it, one of the things that it's going to ask me is, where are properties? Properties window. If I select this guy, you'll see here I've got web project. That's actually one of the guys that I can mess with. If I select that drop down and I change this to MVC application 2, watch what happens. I get this box and it says, would you like to apply the following items to the web project for blah, 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 blah. What that's telling me is all those Office JS files that I need to be able to talk to Office, they're not in your web application project. Would you like me to put them there for you? So I'll click yes here. And now I could go back into my index view and change that HTML around and reference all those Office JS files that I've got running. But I'm not going to do that right now. What I'm going to do here is expand this guy and show you that there they are. There are all those files. It just stuck them in the web project for me. Now I can copy that HTML out of that simple little HTML file. I can put them into my index view, and I can run this. And when I do, it's going to be hitting the live site. And that's great. I've shown you how to take data out of an Excel document and how to publish that data over to a web API. And the last thing that I'm going to show you is a fun demo of this. I'm not going to get too deep with it. Hopefully I've got the file on my removable drive here. Yep, I do. I have something called TweetPoint on here. Well, let's say you're like me and you give a lot of presentations and you really like feedback. Not the kind that sounds like your speakers are about to explode, but the kind that makes you better as you go. Let's say you really value that feedback and you really value that feedback in real time. You're going to hear me say that a lot later on in the day when I do the SignalR talk. What I can do is I can just put a Twitter app directly into PowerPoint so that as I'm giving my talk to you, I can tell you which hashtag to use, and as you tweet things about my presentation, they'll just show up into the sidebar of PowerPoint. How many of you give a lot of presentations and you thrive on that instant feedback, really? I mean, that's just me being obsessive, right? Okay, so I'm going to run this guy, and hopefully it'll fire up okay. It may not. But this is a situation that I've done the same thing with. I've taken all those office things. I've stuck them into a normal MVC project. Oops, doesn't look like it's going to go. Yep, doesn't look like it's going to work. But that's pretty much what it does. You just have to take my word for it.
Brady, while it's firing up or you're figuring out the answer to the debugging situation, there's a couple of questions from the chat room. The Office apps run on the Windows RT version that's on the Surface that we're all going to have?
yes, because
those
it's...
Those of us that are really Microsoft junkie?
Yes, because it's Office 2013, so it should be
okay. Another question is there's questions about the current way of building apps requires a lot of security aspects, considering secure for distribution things and signing and all that. Will that be an issue in this model?
No, because it's all HTML and JavaScript. So you won't have that issue. You'll just be able to write your HTML and JavaScript, put them either on your own server in Windows Azure, or you can put them into the self-hosted solution in SharePoint and call them there. As secure as those apps are, as secure as they're going to be able to call Office. But the important thing to note is that the JavaScript files that they're going to call into Office, those you don't have to worry about. That's a very controlled API that doesn't let you do crazy things. So just want to point that out. And they're pretty loose hooks. They just give you the ability to bind the data, unbind the data, change things, that sort of thing. And this thing is just not going to run, so I'm going to break it. Apparently it's not even running. So, but it does work, and if you want to see that, I can send you the code for it. It basically just pings Twitter and just throws all the stuff into an HTML page. So as you're talking, it'll show up in your PowerPoint window. I do want to point this out. It won't pull up in your PowerPoint window as PowerPoint's running. When you hit escape and you go back to the PowerPoint window, it'll all be there again. So it's just when the PowerPoint's actually open. So that's apps for Office. Hope it makes sense to you as to why you'd want to use it as a web developer. You can take all your existing knowledge and just go crazy with it. Hope it's a good introduction. Take a look at the Office camps, and we're going to have a lot more material out there for it. And just go to dev.office.com and download the stuff and go crazy. Thanks a lot.